Election Day is next Tuesday, so this week we're talking to some Idaho voters. You're probably familiar with the stereotype of the North Boise liberal. Boise's North End neighborhood is one of the most solidly Democratic strongholds in a very Republican state. Our Adam Cotterell talked with one of those North End liberals about the experience of being a hardcore Democrat in Idaho.
Jerry Panko vacuums up leaves around the candidate signs in his North Boise front yard. Panko is a retired teacher and a longtime Democrat. That came in handy when he first asked out the woman who would become his wife nearly three decades ago.
Two of the first questions she asked wasn't a question, it was a statement. I hope you're both a Methodist and a Democrat.
Panko refers to himself as a liberal. He's a big fan of unions, and he's politically active. He brags about always making it out on voting day.
I hate to say it's habit, but if it is habit, I think it's a good habit. I look forward to watching NCAA football and the election returns. My two favorites.
Panko laughs a lot, but when he's watching those election night results, he's usually not laughing. That's because as a Democrat in Idaho, the people he likes usually lose. That's why he doesn't get his hopes up.
Realistically, I don't think I've ever thought a Democrat on a statewide level would have a chance, ever since John Evans left office.
Governor Evans left office 27 years ago. There have been Idaho Democrats elected to high offices since, but not many, and none have won a statewide race in more than a decade.
We've had some good candidates, and they haven't even come close.
This year, Panko thinks the Democrat who will come the closest is Holly Woodings. She's running for Secretary of State against Lawrence Denny. Panko extols Woodings' qualifications as a truck bounces over the speed bump in front of his house.
She's just wiped him clean in the debates. Of course, nobody watches the debates to speak of. I mean, people who watch those political debates probably know who they're going to vote for already anyway.
Panko says it's hard to be an Idaho Democrat unless you live where he does, North Boise.
When I go down to the voting booth, and I like to vote in person, not by mail, I don't have a whole lot of influence on the vote. I do in the North End. You know, if you're a Republican in the North End, you can probably say the same thing. Why even put up the effort to put a candidate out? Because the Democrat is going to beat him every time. Republicans in the North End should now, I feel, statewide.
But even though Panko gets to send who he wants to the state legislature, he thinks when they get there, they won't be able to accomplish much. That's because Republicans outnumber them about 4-1.
It's frustrating, but they're good people, and I think they probably know that up front.
He thinks some of his state legislators over the years quit running for re-election because they didn't feel like they could do much good from the Capitol. Panko thinks Idaho Democrats have adopted a strategy in many races of picking candidates who are almost indistinguishable from moderate Republicans. It hasn't worked so far, but Panko says he'll wait and see. He points to his A.J. Belukoff for governor yard sign.
A.J. is probably about as close to a Republican as the Democrats can ever field. I actually have a certain amount of hope for A.J., except that only one time has he shared his internal polling, so I think it was really looking good. He let us, those of us who paid a little bit of money, know how the internal polling was going.
As you've heard, Panko is frank, sometimes even sarcastic, about the experience of being an Idaho Democrat. But even though he's often frustrated and frequently disappointed, he says he never despairs.
A lot of things have happened in my lifetime that only are a result of long-term efforts. I never thought I would live to see the day when apartheid ended in South Africa. I thought maybe the Berlin Wall might come down, but I didn't think it would happen as soon as it did. The pendulum swings. It's just got an extra long swing in Idaho, and it will swing back sometime.
Panko says when Election Day rolls around, he never says, why bother? He'll keep voting even when he's pretty sure he's backing the losing side. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.